We are going to continue the hour with this month's installment of People Caring for People, a monthly series on health and healthcare with the folks from Piedmont Health Services, the whole bunch of locations around the triangle. PiedmontHealth.org is the website. Today, we're talking about breast cancer awareness. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the folks at Piedmont Health and all over the country, health experts are getting the word out about that. Jade Wanda is the mobile mammography coordinator with UNC Rex, and she joins us here in the studio. Jade, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity. Good morning.
So tell us about, first of all, obviously we get the word out about early detection and the importance of regular screenings. What are some of the detection signs that people look for in the first place?
So a woman should perform her monthly breast exams to get to know what is normal for her. And a woman should watch for any change. It can be something that you see or you feel, including the size, the shape, the contour, dimpling, redness, scaliness of the skin or the nipple, swelling or firmness, a palpable lump or mass, focal pain, or nipple discharge. These are all changes that warrant further investigation.
At what point should you be scheduling a doctor's appointment?
Immediately. If you notice a change, reach out to your primary care physician. More than likely, they're going to want to see you, perform a breast exam, and then they'll write an order for a diagnostic mammogram, which is done in a breast care setting.
And then we're talking about breast cancer, which we tend to think of as affecting women, but it can affect men too. What are the things that men should know?
Most certainly. Men can get breast cancer as well, as you just mentioned. And men should actually perform breast exams as well on a routine basis, become what is familiar for them, what is normal for them. Any of the changes, like I mentioned earlier, if they notice them, those are points of concern that they should bring up at their next appointment or call their primary care physician immediately once they notice the change. Unfortunately, men do not get screening mammograms. It's not routine. So when a man needs a breast image, it's considered a diagnostic mammogram, and they'll need to get an order from their primary care. Some primary care physicians do schedule mammograms on a routine basis for their male patients, and that's usually dependent on family history and their increased risk of having breast cancer.
I'm speaking with Jade Wada, who's the mobile mammography coordinator for UNC Rex, and the Rex mobile mammography unit is partnered with Piedmont Health and other medical clinics to get testing out to folks in rural communities. There's obviously a lot of demand for resources here in our community and rural communities that don't have as many resources. How do you meet that demand?
So the mission of UNC Rex mobile mammography, which of course is a part of Rex Hospital, is to bring excellent health care directly to the community leaders and members. We provide our services to over 16 central North Carolina counties, and we travel to about up to 50 miles out from our home base on Lake Boone Trail. We coordinate with nonprofit organizations like a church, like clinics with Piedmont Health, and with local places of employment. And with each event that we designate, we also have a site coordinator that represents that place of business, the clinic, or the nonprofit. And we work together to fill up a schedule. And we go to some of these places multiple times a year. We get a sense of what their need is and the women in the community that respond to the opportunity. And for Piedmont Health, we go to a lot of their clinics. We go to Burlington, Moncure, Carrboro. I'm probably leaving something out there.
What's the furthest out that you've gone?
So the furthest out we go, we do go to a place in Fayetteville once a year. It's a nonprofit organization that we've known and worked with since the early teens. And we do go to Prospect Hill, North Carolina, which is 10 miles from Virginia.
Nice.
So we have far-reaching opportunities to reach the women in the community. And we've been around since 2001. And since then, we've provided approximately 75,000 mammograms to women, and 30,000 of those have been free.
Wow.
We qualify uninsured women for Rex mammography assistance, and those are paid for by donations made to the foundation at UNC Hospital.
speaking with Jade Wada again, talking about breast cancer, because October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you mentioned earlier special mammograms for men if there's history in their family, but just in general for anyone, if there is a history of breast cancer in your family, what do you need to know? Is there special testing? How early should you start? What should you know in that specific case?
So the frequency and age a woman should start getting mammograms is debated a lot. Mm. But currently the consensus is have a conversation with your primary care physician and you'll discuss personal history, family history. And typically you start at the age of 40. But if you're going to start younger than the age of 40, you need to get a written order from your primary care physician. The data suggests that if a woman or a man has a first degree relative with a history of breast cancer, you should consider annual mammograms beginning 10 years before the age at which the relative was diagnosed, or at 40, whichever comes first. Mm-hmm. And something a lot of people don't realize is only about 15% of the people that are diagnosed with breast cancer have family history or known family history. So the test is called the BRCA gene test, BRCA. And the way you get scheduled for that is you have the conversation with your doctor. Mm-hmm. And what the BRCA test can help determine is your risk for breast cancer, as well as men, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer for men. It also helps indicate your risk for pancreatic cancer as well. So there is a test available, but you need to talk to your doctor as to whether or not it's an option you should consider.
Someone in your life gets diagnosed with breast cancer. What's the best way to support them?
I think it's the best way to support a friend or loved one, regardless of the diagnosis. I'd say call your friend mm-hmm. or your family member, listen and be present. Listen to what you think they need. And everyone's different, but I think the biggest thing is to be present. There are no perfect words and there are no perfect gestures. Comfort comes in different forms, but simply being there and being available.
Speaking again with Jade Wada, mobile mammography coordinator for UNC Rex. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, you mentioned taking that unit out to places all over the triangle and beyond. If people want that mammography unit for an event, for a community fair, anything that they're planning, how do they do it? How do they get in touch with you?
So I've got a lot of ways to get in touch. First, you can simply call and leave a message, 919-784-6480. You can also email our department at radmobilemam, that's radmobilemam, at unchealth.unc.edu. And if you want to make a donation to help us reach the uninsured women of North Carolina, there's a link you can go to, and it's uncf.org/rexmammo, and again, that's M-A-M-M-O.
What's the F in UNCF?
UNC Foundation.
UNC Foundation. Okay. UNCF.org?
Correct.
Go there and find out more, and you can make a donation there. Again, get in touch with Jade and the folks from the Mobile Mammography Unit to schedule that unit for an event that you're hosting anywhere around the Triangle and beyond. Jade, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And, of course, this has been People Caring for People from Piedmont Health Services. Get in touch with them and find out more at PiedmontHealth.org.